His record speaks for itself. John Ossoff has delivered for Georgia families, rooting out corruption, going after fraudsters, and fighting against special interests every step of the way.
Scott Perry is just a rubber stamp for Trump's lawless agenda, reckless tariffs, secret police, and illegal war.
Donald Trump said enough is enough and asked us to turn the page on the Epstein files. Okay, Mr. President. Ah, look at that. Trump's name is on this page too. Oh, and this one, and this one, and all these pages as well.
It's a question no one in Washington wants to answer. If this country isn't working for regular people, who exactly is it working for?
All year, we watched horrors unfold on our screens, feeling disgusted, feeling helpless. But now, it's time to take our power back, to take a stand against this cruelty. Make a plan to vote and make sure your voice is counted.
Republicans said if they were in charge, your grocery bills would shrink, energy prices would drop, and you'd finally feel some relief. But look around. Look at your bills. Prices have only gone up. We can't afford to give Republicans another chance.
Two candidates, two very different futures. We can continue the chaos, the division, the corruption, or we can move on from yet another Trump loyalist. Abigail Spanberger has a different future in mind. Better schools, better care, a better Virginia.